Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor to Jesus Christ. It's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. It's so wonderful to be with you once again this morning. And we're still sharing concerning the four laws, and I believe you are learning a lot. I believe you are being blessed. You know, I've spoken concerning the law of God. Yesterday I spoke about the law of my mind, or the law of the mind, and how that the law of the mind is good. It's a law of good, it's a law of delight. It's a law that delights after the things of God, but cannot fulfill what God wants, really. You see, when you read in Romans chapter 7, verse 18, Paul said, "For I know that in me..." Now, Paul, like I said last time, Paul is talking about the dilemma of the natural man. Okay? The dilemma of the natural man, especially the Jew. He says, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good." Romans 7, verse 18. "For to will is present with me." You see, it says to will is present with me. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. To will is present with me. I want to do what God wants me to do. But how to perform that which God wants me to do, which is good, I can't find. I find not. Hallelujah. You see. So, that is a problem. That is the dilemma of humanity. If you read in Exodus chapter 19, verse 8, when God gave the law or commandments to the Israelites, when God told Moses to go and tell them about his law, when Moses came and spoke about the law, and all the people answered together and said, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do." They said, "We will do everything that God has said." And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. But that same day that Moses brought the Ten Commandments from the top of the mountain, when he came, they had broken the very first law. The same people who said, "We will do it." You see, they said, "We will do it," because that law in their mind, which is the law of good, which is after the law of God, actually was what was working in them. And that was what caused them to say that they would do every single thing. But they couldn't help themselves but break what God wanted them to do. They broke the law of God, I mean cheap, without being compelled. The day Moses came down, they have broken the very first law. That is a problem of humanity. Human beings want to do what God wants them to do, but they can't do it because of another law that is working in them, in their members. It's called the law of sin and the law of death. Sometimes it's called the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. When you read in Romans chapter 7, verse 23, Paul says, "But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members." So there's a law of sin in the members of man. There's a law of sin. It's called the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. If you read in Romans chapter 8 from verse 1, he mentions that there's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Then it says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." So there's a law of sin and death. And that is what prevents man from doing what he wants to do, really. That's what prevents man from fulfilling the law of his mind, which is the law of good, and want to do what God wants him to do. There's another law in my members, which is the law of sin and the law of death. You see, when you read in Romans chapter, it's very interesting. Romans chapter 7, verse 15. He says, "For that which I do, I allow not." Then he says, "For what I would, that I do not. But what I hate, that I do." This is the expression of the law of sin and the expression of the law of death. What is the law of sin? The law of sin is what I want to do, I don't do. Okay? It says what I hate, that I do. You remember, it says, let me read it again to you. Let's take it slowly. It says, "For that which I do, I allow not, or that which I am doing, I don't want to do. For what I would, what I want to do, that I do not. What I want to do, I can't do. But what I hate, that is what I do." The law of sin is what I hate, that I do. Hallelujah. You see, so even though you hate, you don't want to do the sin, you don't want to do the wrong, but you find yourself doing it. Because there's a law, it's a regulative principle. It works, it's there. It's a generalized law, it's there in the world. You don't want to do the thing, but you end up doing it. You want to do good from the law of your mind. You want to do something good. But there's another law in your members, in your body, that causes you to do what you don't want to do. That is called the law of sin. Hallelujah. And the law of death is that which I want to do, I do not. I don't know if you get it. It says, "For that which I do, I allow not." Verse 15 again, Romans 7:15. "For that which I do, I allow not. But for what I would, what I would, what I want to do, that I do not." Hallelujah. That is the law of death. The body is dead. You see, the body of a natural man is dead. It has death in him. Death prevents you from doing what you want to do. You see, and the law of sin is inside the law of death. The two of them are together. So the law of sin and death is that which I want to do, I can do. But that which I don't want to do, that is what I find myself doing. Hallelujah. That is the problem of humanity. They want to do what God wants them to do, but they can't do it because there's a law of sin and death working in them. How do we overcome this law? Does this law live when you become born again? We'll talk about that tomorrow. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.